Hollywood to home.
Hollywood.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Powered by UbyEmar, Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on UbyEmar.com.
What do you got first for us?
Let's talk about Beyonce possibly taking over Vogue magazine. Oh, this is a big deal. Anna Wintour is a legend when it comes to the fashion industry. She's been editor-in-chief of Vogue magazine for a very long time. And a lot of chatter started this week that she was being pushed out, that that's it, she's leaving.
Because she must be getting pretty old right now.
Yeah, but she's still revered as one of the icons. Like, nothing in that magazine gets printed without her approval or her involvement. And the reason why everyone's talking about this is because Beyonce is reportedly getting the cover of the September issue.
Okay.
And Anna Wintour has zero control over it. Beyonce's doing everything from the pictures that she's going to choose. There's no interview happening. She's writing the captions. She's deciding the photographer, the outfits, everything.
Now, but she's Queen Bee.
She is Queen Bee.
Isn't she the ruler of the world?
Yes, she is the ruler of the world, but not the ruler of Vogue yet. Now, because they want to silence all these rumors, because that could be a big deal, the Condé Nast is who owns Vogue, and the CEO has come out to say that she's an integral part of the future of the company's transformation and has agreed to work with me indefinitely. Yeah. So I don't know.
Queen Bee can do whatever she likes, all right, people? We've got more news as well. Drake and Zendaya are teaming up, are they? Are they going to be doing a song together?
No, it's not a song, actually. It's a TV series. Zendaya's starring in this brand new TV show called Euphoria.
That's cool.
Drake is not acting in it. He's the executive producer. So they'll be working together on that TV show. It's going to be for HBO.
Can you imagine me on set? He'd just be so cool. Drake, he'd be like,
okay, guys, I want everybody to know. Break it down. Yo, we started from the bottom. Let's take it from the top.
I would like to see Drake back into acting.
Love it as well. I'm surprised he hasn't done a Hollywood movie yet.
Right?
He'll do one. He'll do one finally.
Kylie Jenner. She's on the verge of becoming a billionaire, all thanks to, of course, Kylie Cosmetics Empire. If you didn't know, by the way, on Instagram, there's a Kylie Cosmetics filter today. But, you know, it's a bit strange because not only does Kylie have her own cosmetics line, Kim Kardashian, her sister, has one too.
Yeah, sure.
So is there a bit of rivalry going on here? Here's what she told Jimmy Kimmel.
We learn a lot from each other and we're really supportive.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you're supportive of each other, but there's no rivalry at all?
No. We both have completely different audiences and different makeup techniques and everything. It's really different. Christmas is going to be lit this year. Like, you're going to buy everyone a Rolls Royce.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you expecting a better gift from her this year?
Yes.
So much money. They are the same audience, I would say, wouldn't they? They'd be similar.
I guess Kylie's a bit younger. No.